This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Since 2019, there have been 107 homicides in the city of Peoria, the vast majority of them shooting deaths. As happened in many cities, shooting incidents spiked during the first years of the pandemic. Community outcry led city officials to offer funding for community programs aimed at improving opportunities for young people with the goal of preventing the sorts of situations that lead to violence. This was made possible in part because the city had $1 million from the American Rescue Plan, as well as state grants from the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. This year's grant recipients include the Peoria City County Health Department, Goodwill Youth Services, Heart of Illinois Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. To learn more about the efforts happening in Peoria, we're joined today by representatives of two of the organizations that won grants from the city. Sydney Daniels is Director of Development at the Heart of Illinois Big Brothers Big Sisters. Sydney, welcome to the 21st show.
Hi, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
And Gary House is Director of Sports and Teen Outreach at the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. Gary, welcome to you as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to mention that a little later in our conversation, we're going to hear a few clips from Joe Doolin, who is the Community Development Director at the City of Peoria. He was not able to join us live, so I talked with him yesterday afternoon. We'll hear from that later as we go along. If you want to join us, 800-222-9455 is the number to call in today. So, Sydney, I'm going to start right with you. How did you hear about this program? Talk about the application process.
Sure. We heard about this program through our contact at the City of Peoria. We had been receiving funding under a separate grant initiative that was going on. And so we received notice about this violence prevention grant. And while it's something that we hadn't applied for in the future, we knew that our program was very applicable and very relevant to what this funding was trying to do in our community. So the grant process was relatively straightforward, and we were really excited to be recommended for funding through that staff. And then, to our great surprise, we were fully funded by the city council.
Gary, same question to you. How did you get involved with the city's grant program?
So we were reached out to by a representative from the city of Peoria. After they had reached out to us and told us about the grant funding, we took some time just to determine whether or not that would be something that would be applicable. And it really fit well within the goals of our Teen Reach program that we currently run here. So like Sydney said, the application process was super straightforward. So we took some time, we put in the effort for it, and we're thankfully blessed enough to be able to be recommended for funding as well.
So Gary, what does the program actually look like? How does it work at the Y? What's happening there?
So our program at the YMCA is called Teen Reach. It was previously grant funded already. So we get a grant from the DHS in Illinois. And then we also have a little bit of other funding in different areas as well. With the program, it is focused on teaching life skills to kids who are aged between 10 and 15. We offer homework help, we offer life skills training, we offer a lot of recreational activities, and now that we have this additional funding, we can begin working on expanding the offering that we do have.
And Sydney, I should say we need to take a break in a little more than a minute on the program, but can you just give us a brief overview about the program at Big Brothers and Big Sisters? What does it look like there?
Sure. So our program is a youth mentoring program. And what makes our program unique is that rather than volunteering and serving, 100 individuals at once, you're being matched one-on-one with a child in the community and having an extended relationship with that child, a mentoring relationship. So we take adult volunteers in our community, put them through a really extensive enrollment process, and then we match them with kids in the community that are on our waiting list in one-to-one mentoring relationships where they can either spend time together out in the community doing things that they're both interested in. We match based off of shared interests, or we have a Lunch Buddies program that takes place in all the Peoria public schools as well.
All right, we're going to take a break. We are talking with Sydney Daniels, who's Director of Development of Heart of Illinois Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and Gary House, who's Director of Sports and Teen Outreach at the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. We're talking about a set of grants from the city aimed at preventing violence among young people. It was $1 million from the American Rescue Plan, as well as the State of Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. We're going to talk more about that when we return. If you have a question or comment about what we've been talking about, we love hearing from you. So send an email to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. More to come after this short break. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about a violence prevention grant program in the city of Peoria. This is administered by the city. It was open to nonprofits and government agencies. Some of the recipients have been the health department in Peoria, city and county, the Goodwill Youth Services, as well as the Greater Peoria Family YMCA, where Gary House is Director of Sports and Teen Outreach. He's with us on this program. And also the Heart of Illinois Big Brothers and Big Sisters was a recipient, and we're joined by their Director of Development, Sydney Daniels. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. Do you think our governments are doing the right things to prevent violence? Are we spending our tax dollars in the right way? Let us know what you think at 800-222-9455 or email us talk@21stshow.org. We're also going to hear now, actually, from Joe Doolin. I spoke with him yesterday afternoon. He wasn't able to join us for the live show, but he is the Community Development Director for the City of Peoria. We talked about a number of things. One of them had to do with the funding. And I asked him if this was a long-term project, right? It came from that American Rescue Plan money mostly. How reliable is this funding?
The way we approach this, so we will likely have another round next year, and they're kind of one-year programs. But really what we asked for in the application process is it has to be evidence-based. We're looking for solutions that have worked, but maybe solutions that are somewhat new to our community. And then a focus on a few different priority areas. So, I mean, in terms of sustainability, that there's a funding source that's specifically dedicated to this in the future years, that doesn't exist. But I think what we wanted to do is to see what programs work, what do well, what have done well. So when new funding opportunities exist in the future, or if a program does so well that we feel it's a top priority, we'll find ways to fund that too going forward. But, you know, having those funds to get, you know, a lot of this year's programming went specifically to programs targeting youth in our community. And I think investing in that youth and investing in opportunities for them to be involved, to get some job training, to have some mentorship, even at a couple years, hopefully builds those relationships and builds those skills that will pay off in the future.
Is the idea to have programs that can be funded year after year if the money is available, or do you start with a clean slate in the selection every year? How does that work?
That is actually not determined. I think that if a program can show speed success, it was well received from the community, was popular. They had different data points that show that they met their goals, they met the standards. I think that they could make a strong case to reapply in the future. But each application is new, but there's nothing that says you couldn't resubmit the same program. But I think if you do resubmit the same program and you can show that the evidence base and it's worked and you had involvement and you had support, I think that would sit well with our commission and our council.
So, Sydney, I want to bring you back into the conversation now. I understand, and we're back live, I should say. I understand your program did not get funded for a second year. How is that going to affect the work you're doing there?
Great question. Yes, unfortunately, we did not get funded for the following program year. For an organization like us, our main program expense is going to be our staff salaries, right? So our MASH support specialists, our enrollment specialists who are doing the work every day to support these matches, create new matches, right? So when we have this funding, we're able to have more staff on board so that we can expand our program and expand our reach. So, you know, just because we receive funding one year does not guarantee that we're going to receive it the following year, which is what has happened to us on two different occasions now, one for this program and one for a different program, right? So then we have to kind of have that conversation of, okay, how do we sustain this position so that there is no disruption to our program continuity? That's the most important thing to us, is that all of our matches are going to remain supported regardless of the funding, and we're going to figure out a way to make it work, whether that's bringing in funding from a different source, you know, trying to expand a fundraiser that we have, or just looking creatively into the community to see if we could find another way to sustain the program.
Gary, how has your experience of this, you know, going through the city grant process, how has it differed from maybe what you expected in the beginning to how it's actually worked out in practice? Has it met your expectations?
I would say that it has met my expectations. This isn't the first time that our organization has applied for a grant. However, since I've been in my role, this is the first time that we got approved for a grant. So I think that the process was, like I said, it was pretty straightforward. I think that there was a lot of nerves surrounding the process as well, just because it's the program that we run is a program that I'm very passionate about. I think that what we offer to the community is super important. And, you know, so I think really what it was just the nerves around whether or not we would get funded.
And do you feel like the city did a good job in sort of like getting community input as they were putting this together and making their selections, or I guess the selection committee itself?
So, I mean, when I went to the hearing where we figured out if we got funded or not, I think that their discussions there were very in-depth. I think that they had a lot of different points and perspectives that they brought to the table before they made a decision. And I think that over the course of the time that when they really sat down and got into the nitty-gritty details of everything, I think that it offered us to see the full scope of the grant and what they were looking for with it as well.
So obviously these programs are part of a constellation of efforts to reduce violence. And so because of that, I want to play one more clip. This is again from Joe Doolin, who is with the City of Peoria Community Development Director there. And I asked him what else Peoria was doing to reduce violence. He said he could only speak for the department, the Community Development Department, but this is what he had to say.
And I mean, I think right now in the city and the community and you know, the country in general with violence in cities, is it's not just about police officers on the street doing their job. It really is about community building. It's about providing safe, quality, affordable housing for our residents. It's about being responsive when things come up. It's about making sure neighborhoods are a livable place. It's making sure to offer that support to community residents and community leaders when they have issues. So that's kind of the role we play as a community development department of violence prevention. It's not our main function, but you know, when you can build strong neighborhoods, when you can build strong community, when you can work with nonprofit agencies to do workforce development that address poverty in cities, that all plays a role in reducing violence in a community over the long run.
So, Gary, what else do you want to see from the city in terms of reducing violence?
I think that I would like to see more of what I have been seeing, you know, the violence prevention grant and the idea that we're investing in the actual issues that cause the violence and not necessarily the symptom itself. I think that, you know, like Joe had said when you spoke with him, that affordable housing or attacking poverty or making sure that we are addressing the actual needs of our community as opposed to the symptom, which in this case is the violence. So I think that really I just want to see more of the same of what I have been seeing. I think that we have very involved and invested council members as well. And I think our mayor is also extremely involved and really working towards remedying the issues that really plague our community.
Sydney, what about you? What do you want to see from the city government, county government as well, police, prosecutors, in terms of reducing violence?
I agree with Gary and what he had to say about it. I was, you know, pleased to see that the city of Peoria was offering this funding and trying to take a new, more innovative approach to try to address the problem of violence in our community, right? We know that violence is often a result of a lack of resources, a lack of education or opportunities and support, just like Joe Doolin was talking about. People aren't just born violent, right? There are things that are happening in their lives that are contributing to that, right? And leading them maybe to a place where that's kind of the only answer for what they're trying to get to, right? So with our program specifically, our bigs are committed to standing by their little side throughout their adolescence, you know, to empower them to become the best version of themselves and start them on a path towards a bright future. So if we can work with our communities that, you know, are experiencing more violent crime and provide them with the resources and the support that they need, I think that we can see a lot more progress in that respect.
I'm curious, how long have you been doing that work, sort of matching, you know, bigs and little, as you call them, and has it changed over time?
Yeah, absolutely. Our local agency has been around since 1980, but Big Brothers Big Sisters on a national level has been around for more than a century. It originally started as, you know, kind of a small initiative, and the goal was to help kids who were, as you know, the term was coined, juvenile delinquents, right? At the time, that was what they were trying to do. If we could find people to give their time and talents to a child, then we could help them, you know, reach their full potential in life. So that mission is still true. It's definitely changed a lot over time. You know, we started in 1980 serving a very small amount of kids in our community, and now we serve upwards of 400 kids in our community.
Gary, we're coming to the end of our time together, only about 5 minutes left in the show, probably a little less than that, I should say. So thinking bigger picture than just these programs we've been talking about, what does success look like? When will we know, how will we know that these sorts of efforts have paid off?
I think the biggest marker of success is equity. I think a lot of times in our communities, we have a tendency to look at, like I said earlier, the symptom as opposed to the actual illness that's plaguing our community. I think that if we can create a more equitable society in which everybody's basic needs are covered, then that's the true answer to the issues that we're facing. Like Sydney said earlier, nobody's born violent. It's a symptom of a bigger issue. And I think that the most important thing is to just remember that ultimately at the end of the day, we're all human and everybody deserves the empathy, the respect, and the common decency that we typically give to everybody, no matter what their situation or their position or their standing or socioeconomic situation in life is.
Sydney, do you want to add anything to that? What does success look like? How do we know when this work is paying off?
Sure. Well, I can only speak to, you know, success and what that looks like for our program. Our three main goals are that our kids reach potential through academic success, higher aspirations for their future, and an avoidance of risky behaviors. So that last one is where this grant really falls into place, the avoidance of risky behaviors. When they have someone in their life who is talking them through their decisions or helping them, you know, when they inevitably do make a mistake, that makes a huge difference and a huge impact on a child's life and helps them, you know, learn the difference between right and wrong in those respects. So if we can help kids set higher aspirations for their futures, whether that's just graduating high school, maybe they're the first child in their family to graduate high school, and that is a, you know, huge marker of success, then they're eligible to go on to, you know, get a higher paying job or whatever the case may be. And then that starts even further back with academic success, getting kids to attend school, getting kids to do their best in school and, you know, do their homework and participate and not get, you know, in fights with their classmates or in trouble with their teachers and things like that. So for us, we're trying to reach kids on that level and get them excited about graduating high school and doing their best at home, at school, and in the community.
We are almost out of time. So super briefly, Sydney, if people want to get involved in your program, how can they do that?
The easiest way to get involved would be to visit our website. There are a few tabs on there. Whether it's a parent or guardian looking to enroll their child and get a big for their child, they can do that on our website. Or if it's a volunteer in our community who wants to get involved, they can also submit an inquiry form, and our enrollment specialist will reach out to those people within a couple of days and get them started in the enrollment process.
Gary, same question to you. If people want to get involved?
If people want to get involved, then you can always reach out to the YMCA. We're always accepting volunteers, especially on the other side of receiving this grant. We have a lot of different projects that we're working on. So if there's any community members out there who would like to volunteer or have some expertise that may fit in with what we're trying to do, we're doing a lot of remodeling, so we could use some assistance with that. We're doing a lot of different things, life skills, different objectives that we're trying to reach for the kids. So, you know, whether that's teaching them how to change a tire on the car or anything like that, if anybody would like to volunteer, or even if somebody would like to donate different things. We're trying to build a library for the kids on our property. So, you know, if there's books out there that people want to donate, there's so many different ways that people can get involved and help out in the program.
Gary and Sydney, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks for having us.
Gary House is Director of Sports and Teen Outreach at the Greater Peoria Family YMCA. Sydney Daniels is Director of Development at Heart of Illinois Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We'll have links to both of their programs on our website, which is 21stshow.org. Thanks also to Joe Doolin, Community Development Director at the City of Peoria. That is all the time we have for our show today. We are going to be heading to the Illinois State Fair tomorrow. If you have any sites you think we should hit, favorite things to do, we'd love to hear about it. Send us an email. Talk at 21stshow.org is the way to do that. Talk at 21stshow.org. What are your fair favorites? We are open to recommendations, and we are planning to bring you a live show from the State Fairgrounds tomorrow on Friday. So please be sure to join us then. Our program is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Our intern is Nick Boyven. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.